Today, I'd like to talk about what kind of statistical data are in Japan and how to access to those data sets. That is my main topic today. The organization of my speech is as follows. Firstly, I introduce some your aim or your situation or your background situation. And second, before going to the main topic, I'd like to clarify the types of data you use. Third, this is one of our main topic, how to access to official statistics in Japan, or what kind of data are there. That is the third topic. And the fourth topic is about microdata in Japan. Microdata is almost of them are gathered and released by university professors or researchers in several institutes. These are also very, very useful for you, especially when you have some skills to analyze statistical data. Okay. Introduction. The main topic of this lecture is as follows. The Japanese government and the social scientists accumulated a lot of statistical data. Yeah, actually it began before World War II and it continued almost all periods. So it's very, very, there are very rich information. So it might be helpful for your study. For example, birth rate, unemployment rate, average life satisfaction, or average political attitude. Those kind of data can be accessible to you. So the main topics of us is what data are available or how to access to those data. They are our main topic. And before access to such kind of data, please think about why you need statistical data on Japan. Of course, you have your own reason. Probably one is that you need background information on Japan to study Japanese something. For example, population, GDP, labor force participation rate, accommodation rate of higher education, poverty rate, average happiness, and so on. Those data can work as background information. And another reason to use this kind of statistical data might be a hypothesis test. I mean, you have some hypotheses and you would like to test those hypotheses. And statistical data can help to test those hypotheses. Especially microstatistical data is very, very helpful. For example, this is an example of hypothesis. Social mobility pattern in Japan is the same as that in Europe. It has been tested very much among sociologists. This kind of hypothesis test is possible with microstatistical data. Okay, let me go to the types of data. I think there are several levels of data or several types of units of data. One is micro or individual level data. The second is macro or collective level data. I mean, collectivity is municipality or prefecture or and country. That kind of collectivity. The other concept that I wanted to point out is aggregated data. For example, cross tabulation of sex and job, or such kind of data aggregated from individual level data. And macro data are often aggregated data because, as you know, such as, for example, such as birth rate, that data is aggregated from individual births. So that is aggregated from microdata. This is an example of micro or individual level of data. In this type of data, unit of data is individual. For example, the respondent whose ID is number one, she is female, aged 64, and she is not employed. This kind of detailed information on individual is individual level data. So you can get a lot of information from individual level data, and but you should manage or classify or or process these kind of micro level data. So you need some skill. This is another type of data, macro level. It's an example of macro level data. It's a data of collectivity, data of prefecture. The first row is about the prefecture of Tokyo. Tokyo has 8.2 million working population, and the rate of over 65 is 18.3, and the Gini coefficient of household income is now 17.9. These information are all about collectivity. So we can say that this is collective level data. So these data are aggregated from individual level data. So you can make a collective level data from micro level data, but you cannot make micro level data from macro level data. That is an important point you should remember. This is also an example of aggregated level data. This is a cross tabulation of sex and employment type. And this shows that among male, 80.1% have a standard type job. But among female, only 45.4% have a standard job. That kind of information is usually called aggregated data or aggregate data. So macro level data are often aggregated data. So, but there are several exceptions, such as area of Japan, sales of a firm, or a government budget of welfare. These cannot be aggregated from individual level data. That is uniquely macro or collective level data. And most of offered official statistics in Japan are aggregated or macro level data. Micro level data of official statistics, it's very difficult to get. Recently, it's possible, as I will explain later. So you should think of which type of data you need. So Each data has its own advantage. Microdata can be flexibly managed and analyzed by yourself, so very flexible, and it's very useful. For example, reclassification fit for your theory, and multivariate analysis such as regression analysis or factor analysis or structural equation modeling, whatever. Those kind of analysis are all possible with micro-level data. But macro or aggregated level data are fixed, and reclassification is very difficult. And those kind of multivariate analysis also, it's very difficult. But it can be utilized with less skill and time. It's very easy to deal with. On the other hand, microdata, it's very difficult. If you have enough skill, it's not very difficult. But anyway, skill and time are needed. Okay. Let me introduce official statistics of Japan a little bit more in detail. And there are a lot of official statistics in Japan, so I cannot show you all of them. So I'd like to show some representative, often referred official statistics to you. The most most referred and most representative social statistics is population census. It is very, very popular. And the labor force survey is also very popular because unemployment rate or labor force participation rates are all comes from this survey. And consumer price index or national accounts are also very important because GDP usually, GDP are calculated from national accounts. So these are very important statistical data and very often mentioned. But almost all offered as aggregated data without charge. Recently a government changed their policy, and nowadays custom-made tabulation and the microdata are charged but offered. So if you have some money, you can get custom-made tabulation. And microdata's charge is not very high. You need some money, but you can access some micro-level official data. Let me explain a little bit more in detail about the population census. You can imagine the image of Japanese social statistics. And this census has been conducted every 5 years. It started in 1920, and the last survey was done in 2010. It will continue. And respondents are all individuals living in Japan. So it includes foreign people too. And people work for self-defense army or their people accommodate in hospitals, or those kind of people are also included in this data set. And they gather this information such as population, sex, age, occupation, industry, educational level, household structure. I mean, the respondents with whom the respondent lives with, or something like that, or geographic mobility, I mean, where you live or where your workplace is, such kind of information is collected in this census. And the government aggregate those data and make a lot of cross-tabulation, and it's released. And municipal and prefectural levels of data are also offered. It's very useful to study each region's nature. Another example of official statistics is a labor force survey. It's conducted every month, and they gather information on whether you are working or not working, or you are looking for a job or not, or your job status, occupation, industry, working hours, household structure, and so on. This is also useful data. And 9 area levels of data are offered, such as northern part of Japan or southern part of Japan or Tokyo and Kanto area, such kind of very huge area, but it's still offered. And as for labor force survey, now microdata is released, so if you want, you can use micro-level data too. How to access to those official statistics? The most important web page would be that of the Statistical Bureau and the Director General for Policy Planning of Japan. That manage official statistics, and this is the most important portal site of official statistics. The second is called eStat. It's also a portal site of official statistics of Japan. And in this site, you can a little bit manage those offered data by yourself. It's very limited, but you can a little bit reclassify or drop some information or add some information. That kind of manipulation is not a good word, but that kind of management is possible. And National Statistical Center is working for custom-made tabulation and the use of microdata, and custom-made tabulation is charged. You need money. But microdata, that is accessible without money. Maybe some, money for post or something like that, but it's not very huge. And you should pay attention. What you should pay attention is that in general, Japanese pages have much more information than English pages, unfortunately. So if you cannot read Japanese, the information you can access to is limited. Okay, let me go to the next section, microsurvey data in Japan. There are also a lot of survey data that are offered as micro level data. The most famous one is social stratification and mobility survey that is called SSM. And JGSS is also a well-known data set, and it's a Japan General Social Survey. Another example is National Family Research of Japan. It's conducted by the Association of Sociology of Family. And there are also panel survey. This survey has the longest history in Japan, and it's called Japanese Panel Survey of Commerce. This is also very useful. And These free microdata are available from data archives, and that have increased recently very much. The SSM is, you know, social stratification and social mobility survey. It has been conducted every 5 years. It started in 1955, and the last one is 2005. It is also continuing. And this survey is specialized to the study of social stratification or class analysis. So they gather a lot of information about class and occupation, such as your class origin, class destination, job history, family background, education, and so on. So this is very good data for researchers who study, of course, social stratification or social inequality. And this is available from archives such as SSJDA and SRDQ. I will explain these data archives later. Japanese General Social Survey is another example of a well-known microdata set. It is conducted every 1 or 2 years. It started in 2000, and the last one is 2010. Now it is released until 2008 to public researchers. And they are collecting a lot of types of information. It's general social survey. So for example, happiness, gender role attitude, trust on social institutions such as university, government, hospital, or something like that, or social networks, working conditions, media access such as internet or TV, newspaper, and so on. Leisure activity, and more and more. And this data set is available from several archives, SSJDA, ICPSR, and GACES. ICPSR is the website of the United States of America. GACES is also the archives of Germany. SSJDA is Japanese. Anyway, you can access all these three data archives. It's very easy. Let me mention to EASS2, it's East Asian Social Survey. That is a comparable data set of China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. This is very useful because it's often difficult to compare different countries' data sets. So, but this is quite comparable, so it's very useful. And it started in 2006, and it's done every 2 years. Its topics change every time. And the first survey was about family in East Asia, and the second was about culture and globalization in 2008. The third is health. The fourth must be network and social capital. So this data comes from different four data sets. A part of Japan General Social Survey, and she is Chinese. Chinese General Social Survey, Korean General Social Survey, Taiwanese Social Change Survey. A part of those surveys are designed comparable, and their compiled data sets are available from EASS, the homepage. It's here. And let me explain about the data archive in Japan. The largest and the most important is SSJDA, Social Science Japan Data Archive. Over 1,000 data sets are available in Japanese, and some of them are available in English as well. So it's very useful. And as I said, some official statistics data sets are available from the website of Hitotsubashi University. Unfortunately, it's Japanese only, but they can access the official micro data sets too from here. And the other type of website for micro data analysis is on-site calculation or on-site analysis. I mean, they have some server-side application, so you can calculate several statistics without your own statistical package or your own statistical software. SRDQ is one of them, and they have 20 data sets, and it can be processed on the web pages. It's pretty flexible, and they offer several analytical techniques, such as cross-tabulation, comparison of means, regression analysis, and so on. It's also very, very useful. And JGSS data also can be cross-tabulated on the SSJDA page. It's also useful, but unfortunately, it's Japanese only. So in England and other countries, there are several qualitative data archives, but unfortunately, qualitative data archives are underdeveloped in Japan. I've never heard about that, except for this one. This is a database of videotapes that is about narratives of disease experience that is videotaped, a patient or former patient of difficult disease, and they talk about their own difficulty or their own experience of disease. This is also very, very helpful archive. But generally speaking, qualitative data archive is underdeveloped in Japan, unfortunately. And there are also much more broad or national comparative data sets, including Japan. There are two well-known cross-national comparison projects. One is World Value Survey. Japan is has been included since 1981, and International Social Survey Program is another example. Japan has been included in it since 1993. So these cross-national data sets are also very, very useful when you study Japan, because comparison is always necessary to know other country. And these are also available from WBS's home webpage and ISSB's home webpage. It's very easy to get. Just visit those home pages. Okay. I hope you two know all more about Japan with those statistical data. And this is all of my speech. Thank you very much.